Welcome, everybody, on a beautiful Sunday night right here at Angel Stadium, Angels Radio, AM 830-KLAA. You are listening to Octagon Unleashed. I'm your host, Robert Rees, along with my co-host on the phone in an unknown location, Mr. Jeremy Lee. What's up?
Good evening, everybody. I just need to say this real quick because I know someone's listening, and let me give you a little bit of a backstory. A few days ago, this guy was getting wasted all day long and in preparation for a river trip. So we proceeded to do what we did best, and we just started messing with his head. And I just have to say, hey, Justin. That's
it. sitting along with us during the show tonight is our usual board operator, Mr.
Hey,
Aaron Fry.
What's up, Jeremy?
And running the boards tonight is Gabe Alicantara.
Right, Gabe, on, the brother. Mexican.
Yeah, he is a Mexican. You noticed that I'm Mexican, too, and I had a hard time saying his name. Well, we have a wonderful show for you. It is a beautiful egg day today. I hope all of you are filled with nothing but ham, turkey, or whatever you ate today. It was a fun-filled day for myself. And we're going to talk mixed martial arts right here, man. UFC 130 coming up Saturday, the 26th. Jake Shields, the long-awaited fight between Jake Shields and George St. Pierre. A lot of people are saying that Jake Shields isn't ready. A lot of people are saying that he's not prepped and prepared to take on such a master as George St. Pierre. I think otherwise, but
let me just make it simple for you, Robert. He doesn't got what it takes.
He doesn't got what it takes. See, a lot of people are saying that he doesn't got what it takes, and it's always usually the underdog that comes out and shows otherwise, right?
Well, you know what? In this case, he's too much of an underdog. He's never fought anybody of this status before.
But everybody that he's fought, he's handled quite well.
Actually, I'd have to correct you on that. The last fight against Martin Kampman went to decision, and he barely won.
Well, you know, come on.
Barely.
Take a few.
Barely won.
I don't know, man. I think Jake Shields is an awesome fighter. He comes from the scrap pack right there in San
Francisco.
That's
the only reason why you like him, because he hangs out with your Diaz boys.
Which, by the way, Diaz, I was reading an article about him today, and he is seriously considering on dropping MMA for a little while and becoming a boxer.
Can you blame him?
I don't blame him, because there's not really too many people in Strikeforce in his weight category that he could are capable of fighting him and making it a decent fight. Only if they combine the two and he gets some fighters from UFC. I don't know. What do you think, Aaron?
Well, you know what? I think the bottom line is the money. I mean, he said it himself. The money is still in boxing, even though the attention is focused on MMA in the last 5 years. It's about the cash. He wants to make a little more cash and show that he's multifaceted.
Well, that's true. That's true, because he is an outstanding boxer. His boxing is second to none, and you know, and his paydays wouldn't be are not as much, you know, as it would be if he went into a boxing match, fought somebody, you know, on a professional level, got a pay-per-view payout. He'd get a couple of million for that fight. That's true. But I think that, you know, transitioning from the two. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a big fan of people of other sports coming in and trying out mixed martial arts. Look at Brock Lesnar, wrestler, you know, has the background, of course, but, you know, he was in WWE. It's completely different.
Don't
from,
you find
from
it insulting
MMA.
For the most part?
Excuse me, Robert. You what? Can't call him Brock Lesnar anymore. You don't like him. From now on, you have to call him Lord Brockness.
I ain't calling him Lord nothing. I'm going to call him Lord Flunk. He's gonna lose.
Call him old sword and chest.
Is it a slap in the face because of what?
Well, for the most part, when you look at the past, I mean, Herschel Walker, who has he really fought? But everyone else that comes from the NFL usually doesn't really work out, and they think it's going to be easy, and it's kind of an insult to the sport.
You know, I can agree. I can agree because of that fact. Because look at Herschel Walker's age. He's 48 years old. He's 2 years away from 50. Never mind the fact that he is insanely in shape. But they put him against no names, and it was only publicity. I mean,
he might as well have fought Robert.
He might as well have fought me, yes, because I probably would have lasted a little longer than the other guys. You know, I believe so. All right, I'm sticking to that, okay?
We'll just move on.
We'll just move on. Look, there was an article that I was also reading about Strikeforce and how much they've made in the last year. they made over $30 million in 2010. Okay, that's good for Strikeforce.
Absolutely. It's the minor leagues of the UFC.
It's the minor leagues of the UFC.
Sorry, Jeremy.
And it's something, you know, the $30 million that they made in that 1 year shows that Strikeforce can have the publicity, they can have the sponsorship, they can have the viewers, they can have the programming, they can do it all, and they have the fighters. In some cases, in certain weight categories, they have better fighters than UFC.
Absolutely.
So let's
just not in Jake Shields' case.
By the way, Jeremy, who do you think is the number one contender? Who should be fighting George St. Pierre?
Yeah, I mean, really.
There is no fighter that can fight George St. Pierre in his weight class. George St. Pierre needs to jump weight and fight Anderson Silva. That's the only solution to see who's going to get knocked off of the throne.
Okay, so all of these fans that are George St. Pierre fans that are waiting to see him get back in the octagon and fight somebody, I mean, come on, look at who he fought last time. You know, I mean, take it for granted, Koscheck is a good fighter, and I take nothing away from the guy. But, I mean,
what
really.
What about Koscheck?
He's a good fighter, but, you know, come on. I think Jake Shields will whoop Koscheck. You know what I mean?
So look, I don't think that would happen.
So now the fans, the George St. Pierre fans, have to sit and wait all year long without him getting into the octagon and fighting, because it's going to take him about 8 or 9 months to get up to that catchweight to fight Anderson Silva.
Yeah, he's got to fight someone in his weight class for now. But what is the catchweight going to be?
I think they're going to go at,
177? And a half?
No, because George St. Pierre usually walks around to 205.
Well, George St. Pierre is at 170. When he weighs in for his fights, he weighs in at around 170, okay? Seven pounds is nothing for him. All right.
Okay, that's fine. But so, then Anderson Silva, what does he weigh in at when he's fighting? Isn't he about 210?
I think he's like 215.
What?
Yeah, I think he's like 210, 215 when he actually gets into
right.
fights, when it comes down to it. He's around that weight. So George St. Pierre is going to have to gain 10, 15 pounds, maybe 20 at the most.
I don't think it's the weight's not going to be a problem. But the size is, Anderson Silva is going to have an advantage, right, Jeremy?
A big advantage.
Well, no, that's why George St. Pierre is saying that he needs time so he can get used to the weight.
But, I mean, do you really think that 10, 15 pounds is really a big difference?
Absolutely. Try losing 10 or 15 pounds and then tell me how big of a difference it is.
Look, let's not talk about my weight loss issues here, okay?
Well, I'm just using it for an example. It's not a personal thing. I mean, if you were to take anybody and either stick 10 or 15 pounds on
them. He just blew right past that joke,
Aaron. Take your backpack right now, and I'm sure it weighs 10 or 15 pounds, and try carrying it around with you all day.
It's my all computer day. That weighs that much.
You'd be surprised how much a laptop weighs and all the other stuff that we carry around.
By the way, Jeremy, who do you think would win that fight?
Between Anderson Silva and George St. Pierre?
Yes.
I would say George St. Pierre.
Really?
Gosh, that surprises me too, because Anderson's just going to be so much bigger, and he's used to that weight.
And George St. Pierre is going to have to make a lot of adjustments, and he's going to have to get comfortable with that weight. And
but that's what George St. Pierre does.
But why? Okay, it's going to take him 8 or 9 months to adjust to that weight. All right, he's going to have to get into that. He's going to have to physically get himself prepared and in shape. And it's Jeremy, and up, you know, to actually compete with Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva is going to go in there so relaxed. There's going to be more pressure on George St. Pierre than there will be on Anderson Silva. Definitely.
I don't think that's an issue.
I think we're kind of getting off topic, though, because we were discussing Shields versus St. Pierre, and I think it's important for us to look at something. Shields has come into the UFC, and he's only had one fight. He hasn't fought his way up to earn a title shot. There's nothing in the UFC that proves this guy. Yes, he has a Strikeforce record, and he's undefeated for a lot of years and a lot of time and a lot of fights, but there's nothing that proves that he's ready to fight for this title.
So then what is the other alternative to this then? Do you think that Dana White is probably just putting him in there so that way, you know, he's setting him up for failure?
In the words of my great esteemed co-host, Dana White is all up on his balls.
Hey, well, you know, when you have a franchise fighter, you know, I mean, if he sees something in Jake Shields that nobody else sees in Jake Shields, then, you know, so be it, man. It doesn't matter how many fights you have in the UFC. If the guy is at a competitive level to handle and to face George St. Pierre, then give him that title shot. That goes back to saying with other fighters that just drop in from other sports. If you want to get into the into MMA and make a name for yourself, Herschel, then fight big fighters. You know what I'm saying? Just get in there and do it. I don't know. Do you agree?
Yeah, to an extent.
I mean, look at Batista. Batista, another WWE fighter that's planning on coming into the Strikeforce. He signed with Strikeforce and is doing a movie right now, but is planning on fighting later on this year in some particular card. I don't know. It hasn't been announced yet, but he's planning on becoming the Brock Lesnar of Strikeforce.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, you know what? With that said, we are going to come back with many more. When we return from break, we got two fighters that are fighting on the Long Beach Fight Night fight card.
Wait. These guys are going to be on at the same time?
They're going to be on at the same time. So let's see.
Do you think we can get them riled up?
I don't know. I don't know. You have something under your sleeve? I think I do, because one of these guys' records looking a little, I don't know. So... we'll see what we can stir up here. You are listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. If you want to give us a call, chime into our topics. It's 1-877-8-830-830. That's 1-877-8-830-830. We'll be back after we get paid.
AM 830.
Angels Radio.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
Sunday, May 1st, come and experience the competitive world of full contact mixed martial arts. Join us for an action-packed night fully sanctioned by the California State Athletic Commission. Combatants clash toe-to-toe, matching skill, heart, and guts to see who will be left standing victorious. Many local area fighters will compete to stake their claim as one of Long Beach Fight Night's toughest. With ticket prices ranging from $35 ring-level seats to $80 for ringside, there's no excuse. Buy tickets online now at longbeachfightnight.com. But wait, go to longbeachfightnight.com and get your general admission ticket for free. That's right, go to longbeachfightnight.com and get a free ticket. Now there's really no excuse. So join us Sunday, May 1st at the Long Beach City College Hall of Champions Gym in Long Beach, right off the 405 or 91 in Lakewood. Go to longbeachfightnight.com for details and get a free ticket. That's longbeachfightnight.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Roger Lodge from the Sports Lodge. You looking for Vegas action right here in SoCal? May I suggest Valley View Casino and Hotel? Exciting casino action, and you don't even have to go that far. How about 2,000 of the latest and greatest slots? You got blackjack, roulette, all your favorites. Play the best at Valley View Casino and Hotel. Check them out online at valleyviewcasino.com. That's valleyviewcasino.com. Meet me down at my new favorite hang, Valley View Casino. Casino and hotel.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Halo fans, get rewarded for listening to Angels Radio AM 830. Sign up for the Angels Radio AM 830 fan club and receive all kinds of member benefits. Get connected with AM 830 fan club email and text messages for updates on special offers for members only, on tickets, events, and much more. Log on to AM830.net or sign up at the next Angel game at the AM 830 fan club booths located throughout Angels Stadium. Or text Go Angels to 313131 to become registered as a member of the AM 830 fan club.
He's got it again! He's got it straight! He's got it locked! He's almost got it locked! Here comes the triangle choke!
Losing for the first time! Fabricio Werdum! Unbelievable! Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu!
listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLAA, the Angels Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. If you want to give us a call, it's 1-877-8-830-830. That's 877-8-830-830. I'm your host, Robert Rees, along with our co-hosts, Jeremy Lee and Aaron Fry, sitting in studio.
Hey, Justin. Brett wants to date your girlfriend.
Justin. Why are you starting, roommate wars, man?
Because it's fun, man. It's fun.
Let's talk about Long Beach Fight Night's card this next Sunday and the fighters that are going to be fighting in it. There's some good fights that are going to take place. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can go online to Long
Beach.
And get
it for free.
General admission tickets for free. Go to longbeachfightnight.com.
Did you hear that? Free.
You can't beat that, man. Free fights. Free awesome fights live, right up and close and in your face.
Robert, that means you're going to get to buy a lot of Carlos pizza.
Awesome. I love Carlos pizza, man. It's good stuff. Gabe had some Carlos pizza. It's good stuff.
No one cares about Gabe.
Hey, look at that. He's already
See,
giving himself praises.
Hearing now that I said nobody cares about Gabe.
It's hurtful.
You can go to longbeachfightnight.com, get your general admission tickets for free, or you could purchase up to $80 to sit VIP ringside to get up and close to those fights. They're going to be some good matches. First fight, you got one of the fights, 170 pounds, vicious Vince Guzman versus Thor TNT Skanky. It's kind of odd. Mike Jasper from Camarillo, California versus Luis the Bully Salgado. Go to
Mike
the website.
Mike Jasper trains over there with Boss Rutan, huh?
Yeah, Elite MMA.
Yep.
Brandon Anderson versus Raha Baby Hook Shipman out of Laguna, California, out of Rain Training. Team Quest.
Remember we saw a guy fight that was fighting out of Elite over at Momentum Fighting Championship. He got handled.
Yeah, but I don't want to throw him under the bus like that. Brandon Anderson, though, is fighting out of Team Quest, so we'll see. That's out of Dan Henderson's camp.
It sure is.
Adrian Diaz out of Stockton, California, from Team Stockton MMA versus Luke Williams from Lake Forest. That's going to be a good
Luke
fight.
That's Luke Adams, actually.
Luke Adams. Did I say Adams?
You said Williams.
I said Williams? Man, what am I reading? I must be getting old.
Justin, Robert wants to date your girlfriend.
I think it was all the ham that I ate today. At 145, Carl Santiago fighting out of San Diego from Victory MMA versus Randy Randerlay Haskell out of Long Beach, a local out of Long Beach right here.
Do you think he pronounces Randerlay Ronderlay?
Ronderlay. I don't know. Maybe. We haven't heard anybody pronounce his name yet, so I don't know. The troublemaker, Jason Williams, out of Buena Park, is taking on Lee Silent Warrior Chapman out of Oxnard, California.
I wonder if his nickname's Silent Warrior because he's a mute.
Maybe he doesn't talk, yeah. I don't know. He looks pretty crazy. Emilio Gonzalez, another fighter out of Stockton.
Emilio! We were standing there. We were just like, Emilio!
Versus Henry Corrales out of Whittier, California. And the next fight at 135, Joe Murphy, a local from Huntington Beach, California, fighting out of Kleber BJJ Kings MMA, right there next door to you, Jeremy.
Try down the street for me.
Maurice Psycho Ezel out of Lakewood, California, fighting out of the Body Shop Fitness. Without further ado, we got these two guys on the phone, both together, facing off Long Beach Fight Night Sunday. You can get your tickets free. Go to longbeachfightnight.com.
What's
Check
up,
it
fellas?
Out. What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
So, look, Long Beach Fight Night. You got a big card coming up. There's a lot of fights going on. Are you guys set for the last fight? Are you guys the main event?
As far as I know, well, by the website, it looks like we're the second to last fight. But if we're the last fight, that's fine with me.
It's even better, right?
That's it.
All right, so what type of show are you guys planning on putting on for the fight fans?
Joe, you want to go first?
Hopefully a good one, man.
Yeah. All right.
Maurice.
Get in there, have some fun.
Maurice, you're fighting out of the Body Shop. Are you training with Savin Young out of where Savin Young is out of... He has a facility in Pasadena, right?
I got Savant Young. The main guy is Antonio McKee. Most of you guys know who that
right.
is. We got a lot of guys in there right now. Eve Edwards. Who else? We got Bal Quats. We got a lot of guys who've got tough fights coming up. So,
was this fight set before Proving Grounds 5 was going to be set up? Before he got that together? Was this fight for Long Beach Fight Night set up before that, for that event? Is that why you're on the Long Beach card, not that card?
Proving Grounds is an amateur show anyway, though.
Oh, is it? I thought it was a professional show.
No, it's an amateur. It's on the Camel.
Oh, well, my bad then. My information's wrong. I'm going to have to fire my intern.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you, man. Over there at Kings MMA, who's training you over there? You got Rafael Cordero's training you, and who else?
Yeah, Rafael Cordero is the main coach. We got some big names, and they actually Shogun just came back, and he's been in there all week beating the crap out of us. That's pretty cool. Anderson's been popping in and stuff, but the main guys, I mean, you got Eric Apple, who's just a regular in there, and who else? There's Andre Gita's been in there. He's a K-1 fighter. His MMA, he hasn't done too much there, but the kickboxing is pretty sick.
Joe, you're 3-0, and you're pretty young, man. You're 23 years old. You are training out of an awesome camp right there at Kings MMA. What is your game plan going in? Because it looks like Maurice has a pretty extensive record. He has a lot of fights under his belt. What kind of game plan are you going into to face him?
I'm ready for everything. That's what we've been preparing for, is whatever happens, just roll with the punches and just do my thing, you know? Maurice is very experienced, and I'm pretty excited to get in there and see how I stand against someone with that kind of a record, you know? So we don't really know what he's going to do, so we're just ready for everything.
So pretty much you're prepared?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
That's awesome, man. There's nothing better. You know, that's what you got to be. You got to be prepared. Maurice,
sure.
I'm looking at your record, brother, and it looks like I think you have some points to prove. Am I correct?
Well, if you're going by the Sherdog one, I got to let everybody know. I mean, it's kind of off. It's way off, actually.
That's the second fighter.
There's a lot of wins that are not on there, but, you know, the losses I have, you know, there's some tough guys that had losses, close fights too. So,
what is your actual record then?
My actual record is 15-12.
That right there is a big mistake then on Sherdog's part, because, I mean, if you they got you at 7-13.
Yeah, I know that.
Well. You know what?
You might ought to give them a call. I've emailed them plenty of times, but they said they won't. They need the promoters to turn it in, and all the other fights that were on that night. So a few of the promoters got killed, and some of them just stopped showing, doing shows and stuff. So there's no way I can get the info.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean they got killed?
Yeah, go back and explain that one, bro. What kind of promoters, man? Were they ghetto promoters or what?
No, some of them were in Mexico and stuff like that, Arizona. I guess they were in the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you're the second fighter that has complained, because we've had another fighter on our show, Joe Camacho. And his record from Sherdog was mistaken as well, and he was pretty heated about it, because, you know, we didn't know. We just, you know, hey, man, we Google your name. We try to look and see how many fights you guys had, you know, and try to look at some of your fights. And we go by Sherdog because Sherdog, you know, pretty much has everybody's stat who's in a professional fighter. And it's kind of screwed up, you know, because we don't know your record otherwise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So thank you for clarifying that. Then, you know, he's 15-13. But we're looking forward to seeing you guys get in there and fight, man. You know?
Yeah. I want to first thank Joe for taking the fight. A lot of guys look at that and they say he's got a lot of experience. They don't want to fight him anyway. So I want to thank Joe for even, you know, stepping up to the plate.
Well, you know what? We were talking about this a little bit ago, you know, and with such short fights, you know, Joe, you've only got, what, 3 fights, and Maurice is going to be your 4th. You're 3-0. A lot of fighters want to fight and build up their record. before they actually go against somebody that's you know, has an extensive record. I give you hands down, man, for getting in there and fighting a guy who's as experienced as Maurice. You know what I mean? Because you don't really know what to expect. You do and you don't. You know, and you're trying to train and trying to get yourself prepared, you know, mentally and physically, you know. So I give you a lot of props at 3-0 to go in and fight a guy who's at 15-13.
Yeah, that's what I'm here to do. You know, I'm here to see where I stand. I don't want to just go to like Indian casinos and fight little fights my whole life, you know.
Right. Hey, man, you're in this sport. You're in this sport to make a name for yourself. You're in this sport to win some fights. You're in the sport to lose some fights, because it happens, man. You know, some fighters may be the greatest fighters and they get caught and they're out, you know?
Yeah.
But hey,
yeah.
You get into the sport to make a name for yourself. You get into the sport to fight because you enjoy it. And you know what? There's nothing better than just going in there, you know, both feet in and facing the battle, man, without, you know, taking the side roads. Just get straight in there and handle it instead of going around the curve. So we give you a lot of props, man.
Thanks, man.
Is there anybody that you want to promote or thank, any of your sponsors or anybody? Feel free to do so, fellas.
Joe, you can go first.
Oh, I want to say thanks to just pretty much everyone at Clevers and Kings. They've been getting me ready. They spent a lot of time specifically with me in the last couple of weeks and stuff, so that's pretty cool. I want to say thanks to my mom and dad. They're going to be there. Pretty psyched.
Is this the first fight they're going to watch you at?
Oh, no, they're at the last two, but I don't know. It puts a lot of pressure on them, you know, on the stands and stuff. So I'm sure that's not their favorite thing to be watching.
Right on. And Maurice, who do you got over there in your corner? Any family or friends that are going to be over there watching you?
I got a lot of my I'm a wrestling coach also, so I'm going to have a lot of my students there watching. My girlfriend and her family, a lot of people from my church.
Aww.
So.
Joe, are you the manager at OTM in Long Beach?
Right?
Well, I'm actually the regional manager, so I do San Diego up to LA for the OTM fight show.
Right on, right on. Jeremy, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Got any questions for the boys?
No, I'm good to go. Good luck to both of you guys. Thank you very much for coming on our show. And promoting yourself and participating in what you love to do, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, fellas. Well, tell your trainers and everybody at your facilities at Octagon Unleashed is big fans of your guys' training facilities, especially King's MMA Body Shop and the guys that train over there as well. And we appreciate you guys coming on the show, man, and wish you nothing but the best. And good luck Sunday night.
Oh, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
All right, there you go. That was Joe Murphy and Maurice Psycho Ezell, who are going to be facing off at 135 Sunday night at Long Beach Fight Night. I was going to say Proving Grounds 5. Long Beach Fight Night.
Sounds like it's going to be a love fest.
I think
it
so.
It is definitely going to be a love fest.
These guys
I
were
think those
pretty
guys
relaxed.
Are gonna hug it out.
You think so? They were pretty friendly with each other, right?
Yeah. I'd have been like, you know what, dude? I'm going to smash your face in. You shouldn't even be on the phone right now. You don't know what's about to happen to you. I'm going to break your arm off and beat you to death with it. And these guys are just like, oh, it's cool.
What's up, man? And even Maurice was such a gentleman. He was all, hey, Joe, why don't you go first and answer that yourself?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, really, dude? Come on, man. You're about to beat this guy up. I would have been like, hey, Justin, I'm going to date your girlfriend. What's up?
Man, you're going to have a brawl at home. I hope you know that.
It's been going all weekend.
Are
you
kidding me?
No idea.
Oh, I got to see it or hear it. Man, great show so far. We got a lot to discuss. We have some fights that we want to announce that are coming up. Two good fights that I'm pretty excited about seeing. Gina Carano has an opponent. We're going to talk about that.
Wait. You're excited about fights, so it must be Melinda's camp or Diaz camp or something.
No, actually not. I've the only thing I had on the Diaz camp was that Nick Diaz was talking about moving over to boxing and taking a little break, a hiatus from MMA. So,
wow, so they let you out of the basement? They took your chains and your leather suit off, and they're going to let you look at some other fights?
Yeah, they're going to release me to the dogs and let me look at other fights. All right, well, we got to take a real quick break. You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AMA 30 KLAA. If you want to give us a call at 1-877-8-830-830, that's 1-877-8-830-830. Chime in, get into the topic. I'm Robert Rees, Jeremy Lee, and Aaron Fry. We'll be back in a minute.
Angels Radio is
AM 830.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
Everyone loves getting something for free, and who doesn't love mixed martial arts? Sunday, May 1st, come and experience the competitive world of full contact mixed martial arts for free. Join us for an action-packed night fully sanctioned by the California State Athletic Commission. Many local area fighters will compete to stake their claim as one of Long Beach Fight Night's toughest. Ticket prices range from free general admission seats to $80 for ringside. There's no excuse. Buy tickets online now or go to longbeachfightnight.com and get your free general admission ticket. That's right, longbeachfightnight.com, and get a free ticket now. There's really no excuse. So join us Sunday, May 1st at the Long Beach City College Hall of Champions Gym in Long Beach, right off the 405 or 91 in Lakewood. Go to longbeachfightnight.com for details and a free ticket. That's longbeachfightnight.com, and we'll see you at the fights.
For years, Valley View Casino has been San Diego's best-kept secret. With 2,000 certified loose slots, exciting table games, and an incredible lobster buffet, it's easy to see why. And now, San Diego's favorite casino has opened Southern California's premier casino hotel. With stylish rooms, free poolside breakfast, stunning views, and no taxes, resort fees, or parking charges, Valley View Casino and Hotel is the ultimate gaming experience at an unbeatable value. So book your room at valleyviewcasino.com today.
What does the perfect soccer game sound like? Is it like this?
Or is it more like this?
Goal!
We were in overtime when Griswold ran away with the ball.
Oh, come back! Griswold!
So after declaring a tie, we cooled off with delicious Nestle ice creamy snacks like scrumptious Toll House cookie sandwiches with chocolatey morsels.
Mm-hmm. And crispity ice creamy Nestle crunch bars we could sink our teeth into.
Summer's more fun in the Nestle freezer. So grab a delicious ice creamy snack at your nearest 7-Eleven.
Nestle, forever summer!
If you haven't been to Discovery Science Center lately, it's been too long.
Walk through the belly of a giant dinosaur in DinoQuest.
Lay atop 3,500 sharp nails on the bed of nails.
And gear up for flying pucks in the science of hockey.
We have complete clearance for launch.
Stop by the new Boeing Rocket Lab and experience a rocket launch.
Whoa! Discovery Science Center is at 2500 North Main Street in Santa Ana. For more information, parents visit discoverycube.org.
What will you discover at the Discovery Science Center?
This is Tarek Safinin, and you're listening to Octagon Unleashed.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA. I'm Robert Rees, Aaron Fry sitting to my right, Jeremy Lee, in an unknown location. Hey, Jeremy, speaking of Justin... he's on the phone. You want to talk to him?
Sure, why not? Bring him on.
Hold on 1 second. Justin, are you there?
Yep. What's up?
What's going on,
hey,
Justin?
Justin. How you going? How's it going, guys?
Now, for those of you that don't know, Justin is the first person on Octagon Unleashed to get choked out by a professional fighter, by the fact his name was Godzilla, because he looked like a freaking Godzilla. The
he
guy was.
Was
just enormously huge.
My throat was hurting for like 2 weeks after that.
It was hurting for, yeah. So,
hey, Jeremy. What's up with your girlfriend?
She's sitting right here. She wants to beat you up.
So are we going to...
She's going to take the Nerf sword and just like pummel you with them.
So are we bringing in roommate wars here or what? What's going on, man? What's happening over at the we'll just go off topic.
There's a cage in the living room now.
There's a cage in the living room.
Yeah, we put a cage in the living room. It's going down tonight.
It's going down. Five rounds, five minutes.
Are there pillows involved? Because what I see you guys doing is a bunch of feather pillows and silk sheets. That's the kind of fighting I see you guys handling.
It's mud. Brett's going to wrap it. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I heard mud.
Brett said he wants to see you and Robert go at it.
Robert wimped out on that one, so we can't do anything. But, hey, Justin, who do you think's going to win on the Shields and St. Pierre fight coming up next weekend?
George St. Pierre all the way.
That's right.
And why are you picking George St. Pierre, Justin?
Because that guy's a dominant force to be reckoned with. Are you kidding me? It's TSP.
Ride that coattail for a while, buddy.
How about this, Justin? Brock Lesnar versus Junior Dos Santos.
What's that?
Brock Lesnar versus Junior Dos Santos.
I'm going to say I'm going to say Dos Santos.
Now you're really getting it when I get home.
I think I'm rooting more for Justin now, right there, buddy, just by the Junior Dos Santos plug.
Hey, Robert, I got a pizza for you if you're on my side.
Yeah. So,
you got a pizza?
So there's going to be some big fights going on at Jeremy's house tonight, and I want to see some YouTube video on this because I have – actually, you know what? I don't want to see it because I could just foresee you guys smacking each other with feather pillows and rolling around in sheets and stuff, man. That's a picture and a view I do not want to check out.
Hey, don't be telling me about your fantasies on the radio, man. That's not cool.
Don't be talking about my everyday eating habits, all right?
Don't care about your fantasies. Just leave those to yourself. All good. You don't need trouble.
All right. Well, all right, Justin,
thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good one, huh?
You guys too.
All right, brother. Take care. All right, let's get into the two fights that we were talking about that are coming up. UFC 133 in Philadelphia, set for August 6th, Vitor Belfort versus Yoshihiro Akiyama. Now,
hey, was he able to pull his chin out of the back of his head?
Actually, I think his cheekbone is nice and healed already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't foresee Akiyama throwing a front toesy kick to Vitor Belfort's face. I think Vitor is going to protect that a little bit more now. He's not going to be so relaxed. So that's going to be a good fight. Vitor Belfort, he did want to fight Shogun Hura, but Shogun did not take on that fight. So I don't know why, but I'm sure there's big reasons for it. What do you think, Aaron? Do you think Vitor is going to beat Yoshihiro?
I'm going to have to say, if I had to put money on it, I'm going to go with Belfort.
You're going to go with Belfort?
I can tell you right now why Shogun didn't take the fight against Vitor Belfort. It's because he's fighting Forrest Griffin in UFC 134.
Wait, go back, Jeremy. I'm sorry. What happened?
Shogun didn't want to fight Vitor Belfort because at UFC 134, he's fighting Forrest Griffin.
Right. Well, hey, look, you know, they got to put Vitor against somebody, and Yoshihiro stepped up to the plate. So it's set. It's booked for August 6th in Philadelphia, and I can't wait to see them two go at it.
Jason, it's going to be awesome.
Jason Mayhem's Strikeforce contract went null, and now he's signed with UFC, and he's going to be taking on Aaron Simpson at UFC 132.
Isn't that bully beatdown guy?
Yes, Jason Mayhem Miller is bully beatdown. And he's due for a fight. He hasn't fought in a long time. Jason Miller is 24-7. Aaron A. Train Simpson, 8-2. His last win was his win was over Mario Miranda in a unanimous decision in UFN 24. They think this is his first UFC fight, so he's got something to prove. He lost to Mark
Munoz.
Yeah, he does,
especially considering he's been busy playing around on MTV with all the kids for so long.
No, I take that back. Aaron A-Train Simpson has already fought two times in the UFC. He fought against Mark Munoz, all right, and he lost. Obviously, Mark Munoz is a beast. And he lost against Chris Leben at the Tough 11 finale. That was the fight that Chris Leben took right after he had fought, 2 weeks before? I think he took that fight like 2 weeks before he had won that other fight. So
right.
doesn't really say much about Aaron. But, hey, you know what? Mayhem's got a big, extensive record. He does no longer with Strikeforce.
He hasn't fought in years.
He hasn't fought in a couple. I think, what, his last fight?
So I'm saying he's been hanging out with a bunch of kids over on MTV playing games.
All right, well, let's take a real quick break. We'll come back. I got another fight announcement that I want to talk about. You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Give us a call, 1-877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. We're going to get paid. We'll be back in a minute.
AM 830, Angels Radio.
Sunday, May 1st, come and experience the competitive world of full contact mixed martial arts. Join us for an action-packed night fully sanctioned by the California State Athletic Commission. Combatants clash toe-to-toe, matching skill, heart, and guts to see who will be left standing victorious. Many local area fighters will compete to stake their claim as one of Long Beach Fight Night's toughest. With ticket prices ranging from $35 ring-level seats to $80 for ringside, there's no excuse. Buy tickets online now at longbeachfightnight.com. But wait, go to longbeachfightnight.com and get your general admission ticket for free. That's right, go to longbeachfightnight.com and get a free ticket. Now there's really no excuse. So join us Sunday, May 1st at the Long Beach City College Hall of Champions Gym in Long Beach, right off the 405 or 91 in Lakewood. Go to longbeachfightnight.com for details and get a free ticket. That's longbeachfightnight.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Roger Lodge from the Sports Lodge. Did you know that Valley View Casino and Hotel is home to Southern California's best buffet? Trust me, I know. I've been there many times. It features all-you-can-eat seafood, Mexican, Asian, Italian, you name it, they got it. And make sure you save room for dessert. Oh my goodness, the pies, the cookies, the bread pudding, absolutely incredible. And when you join Valley View Casino's Players Club, you'll start off with a free lobster buffet. Get the details at ValleyViewCasino.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
He's got it again!
He's got it straight!
Hey, hold on.
He's got it locked! He's almost got it locked! Here comes the triangle
choke! Losing for the first time! Fabricio Verdum! Unbelievable! Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu! Finally dethrones the champion!
Listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLAA, the Angels Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. If you want to give us a call, we got a few minutes left. It's 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. Jeremy, I just wanted to touch up on UFC 132. That's the Mayhem is going to fight Aaron Simpson. And also on the card is bantamweight champion Dominic Cruz and his 135-pound arch-enemy Uriah Faber. Wanderlei Silva versus Chris Lieben. Chris Lieben's coming back. Are also expected to throw hands in that Sin City. Also,
well,
on the card,
the crippler can come back from his losing streak.
I hope so too, man. I'm a big Chris Lieben fan. You know, any fighter from the Pacific Northwest, I'm a fan of.
We know. So,
yeah. You know, anybody from the Northwest. Melvin Gillard is going to take on Shane Roller, and George Saratopoulos is going to take on Evan Dunham. That's going to be an awesome fight right there.
I think the whole card's really good.
Yeah. Dennis Silver, Matt
Anybody Whitney. From the Pacific Northwest loses.
All right. So here we go, man. This is the fight. Give me the drum rolls. Drum rolls. Drum rolls, please. the fight that is going to take place announced, UFC 132, Ryan Bader versus everybody's bad boy in Huntington Beach, Tito Ortiz.
Hey, he's got to lose once this year.
He hasn't fought. He hasn't fought in 2010, has he? Did he fight in 2010?
I think. Didn't he lose in 2010?
He back. No. Go ahead, Aaron.
The last time he fought was back in October 2010. But
he lost.
He didn't lose. Yeah. I don't know. Never mind. There was an attempted joke somewhere by both of us, and we both failed.
Look, no matter what, no matter how we look at it, okay, let me just clear the air, okay, for those of you out there. Tito Ortiz is, in his prime, was an awesome fighter, all right? In his prime, badass, hands down. In the last 5 years, he has lost a match in the last 5 years. So he's fought once every year for the last 5 years, and he lost. Okay, he's taking on Ryan Bader. You really
make
think
this
he's
number six?
You really think he's gonna beat Ryan Bader?
Is this it? Will this be the last fight?
I'm gonna say that this is gonna be the last fight for him. You know, he got hurt. He was supposed to fight. He was supposed to fight Nogueira in Seattle at that
Pacific Northwest.
In the Pacific Northwest, he was supposed to fight up there, and he got hurt and he had to back out. He was supposed to fight Chuck Liddell. He got hurt and he backed out. He opened up a new gym over here in Huntington Beach, Team Punishment, and I think Tito, man, you know, we wish you luck against Ryan Bader. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen for you. But, hey, man, you know, you have a successful career in training to look forward to.
You know what? They might as well. It'd be like as if they put you up against Boss Rutan.
That sucks.
And then he would be like, I can deliver a headbutt out of nothing.
I could slap you with my fists of out of nothing.
You are saying this to my wife? Now I must kill you?
Gina Carano set to fight. First comer, first timer for Strikeforce, Sarah D. Alilio at the June 18th fight heavyweight tournament fight card. Alistair Overeem, just a whole big card over there, man. It's gonna
be
an awesome
fight. Hey,
are
they starting to look at your girl Gina like they look at Tersha Walker?
Don't even try, bro. Don't even try.
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't even try to put her down like that.
Don't backtalk me, boy.
Don't even try to put Gina Carano. Nobody wants to fight her. Really?
Take that.
Really? That's what you got? Jeremy Lee? You there? Huh?
He hung up. There's a basic formula when it comes to women fighting.
Okay.
The pretty one loses.
Hey, no.
And Gina bucks that trend normally, but this chick, Sarah Diello. She's not looking too hot.
No, she is not. She's looking like, yes. Yeah, she looks scary.
She kind of looks like Tommy Lee Jones 20 years ago.
Bug-eyed with ears, big ears.
So the money's on her. I got to say, that's my formula.
That the pretty girl's going to lose.
Pretty girls lose in a girl-on-girl fight. That's just
Gina,
how it goes.
Look at Gina Carano, though. She's got a very good record. And the only one that she's lost to was Chris Cyborg.
Look, all I'm saying is that she's been gone for a while, making movies, playing games with the kids.
Where in the hell did you pop up from?
And now she's coming back, and it's all about, well, what are we going to do now? We've got to give her something.
All right, well, Aaron's got to step away. Hey, Aaron, thanks a lot, man, for sitting in with us tonight on Octagon Unleashed. We appreciate it. He's got to go and handle some business. He's got a show that he's going to be running coming up here pretty soon. But look, hey, look, this fight against Gina Carano
there it is.
And Sarah Dialelio, I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's her first Strikeforce debut. And if Aaron's logic is correct that the pretty girls always lose, then I guess this girl's going to be winning because she is a roof.
Does she look like the girl Rilla?
Lighter. Very light skin. Yeah, so a light skinned version of Girl
of Barmouche.
Of Girl Rilla. let's talk about the UFC fight or fight card for 129 real quick before we go, because we only have a few minutes left, Jeremy. What do you say? Want to talk about that fight card?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good to me.
All right, let's go down the line here. I'm gonna just mention the fights that are scheduled to be on TV. Okay.
Okay.
You got Nate Diaz versus Rory McDonald.
Diaz.
Nate Diaz 13-6, Rory McDonald 10-1, both fighting at 170 pounds, and I think Nate Diaz is going to take Rory McDonald out, only because Nate Diaz is an outstanding submission specialist.
I hope there's another rumble. I hope they get all mad and have a little rumble.
Another gang fight in the octagon?
Yeah, a little gang fight against.
That'd be awesome. Mark Boschek against Ben Henderson.
Who?
Mike.
Who's fighting Ben Henderson?
Mark Boschek.
Yeah, who?
Mark Boschek.
Yeah, who?
Mark Boschek.
You're not picking up when I'm laying down. Never heard of the guy before. He's fighting
yes,
a champion.
I am. I'm just letting you know who this guy is. His
Wait,
name is Mark
Robert
Boschek.
Robert Mata's fighting Dan Henderson?
Robert Mata's fighting Loyola Machida. I don't want to fight Dan Henderson. He's got all his front teeth knocked out. Anybody that's got all their front teeth knocked out has got to be a crazy bastard to me.
He would just throw you an H-bomb and you would go to sleep.
I'd be like, Dan, can you put me out, dude, because I need to go to work in the morning.
That term is copyrighted by Mauro Ranallo. Please don't sue me.
Yeah, please don't sue him. Randy Couture versus Lyoto Machida.
Randy Couture's final match. This is his going away fight.
You think so?
He said so. This is it for him.
And you
he's
think
done.
And you think that Loyola has a lot to prove, right?
Oh yeah.
Hey, he's lost his last two fights, man, and you know.
I think this is going to be number 3.
You think
I really do.
You think Randy Couture is going to go out with a bang?
Yep, I think he's going to go out with a bang. I think he's going to step into the cage pumped up like he's Rocky Balboa, and he's going to handle business.
Right on, brother. Look, Randy Couture, this is how the fight's going to go, okay? If they stay on the ground, if they go to the ground, Randy Couture is done. Okay? They go to the ground, Randy Couture is done. Now, I'm not going to take nothing away from Randy Couture's ground game. He's got an outstanding ground game. But Lyoto Machida is second to none on the ground. Yet, he is a karate specialist. So if they stay on the if they stay on their feet, the only way that Randy Couture is going to get beat is if Lyoto hands him those massive kicks and kicks him to death. That's the only way. Randy Couture, I say, is going to knock him out round one.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be quick and easy win for Randy Couture.
Vladimir Matyushenko versus Jason Brills. Who? What?
Yeah.
On
yeah.
TV? Huh? Come on. They're going to put those guys on TV when you got Sean Pearson versus Jake Ellenberger are fighting undercards. I mean, come on. That's going to be an awesome fight right there.
You've got to look at it like this. Dana White's interested in making money. He's interested in attracting more people. So if he throws that fight on Spike or on Versus or on Facebook,
no,
what happens?
This fight is going to be a pay-per-view fight. This fight's going to be a pay-per-view fight.
I know, and that's
fight.
Why I'm saying the better fights that are on the other card are going to get thrown on Facebook or they're going to get thrown on any other form that someone can watch it on for the simple fact that Dana White needs to make money.
It's on there, Gabe. It's on there. Look, Jose Aldo, we got less than a minute. Jose Aldo versus Mark Hominick, good fight, 18-1. Jose Aldo, 28-0, Mark Hominick. So it's going to be a good fight. That's the co-main event. And then our main event, George St. Pierre versus Jake Shields.
Goodbye, Mr. Shields.
Hello, new champion, baby. I say Jake Shields, round number 5, takes it all the way, gets a unanimous decision. George St. Pierre, no longer the champion. That's what I say. You heard it right here.
It's been a nice run, Mr. Shields, but it's all over. Your undefeated record has now been thrown away because you thought your balls were bigger than they were.
Awesome. Well, hey, look, man, you've been listening to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.